and it's only new loans originated after July 1st of 2013.
And what are Stafford loans?
Stafford loans are federal student loans, loans that are guaranteed by the federal government so that students can borrow at a reasonable rate and borrow loans without having any credit so that they can attend higher education.
How common are they for students to use?
Oh, very common. In the Montana University system, about half the loans that are done by our campuses for students to attend school are subsidized Stafford loans. There's two types. There's a Stafford loan that's unsubsidized, meaning that the government does not pay the interest for the student while they're in school, and then there's the subsidized, which means the government does cover the interest that's accruing on the loans for the student while they're in school. About 23,000 subsidized Stafford loans are disbursed in the Montana University system each year.
Is there a set amount that can be borrowed, or is it the sky's the limit here?
There are limitations based on the federal government's formulas and based on the needs analysis that is done when a student completes a FAFSA. There's a determination of how much the student is eligible to receive. The average subsidized Stafford loan in Montana that a student obtains is about $4,000 each year.
That's rather significant then, huh?
Yeah, it is, really. If a student borrows $4,000 a year for 4 years, that's $16,000 in subsidized loans. With this increase in the interest rate from 3.4 to 6.8, that will be about an additional $3,200 in interest payments over the life of a loan for the student. So it's significant.
What can that mean for the typical student? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, our average student in the university system borrows about $25,000. For a bachelor's degree recipient. And that's about what the national average is. And, you know, if you figure roughly half of those are subsidized Stafford loans. Right now, the unsubsidized Stafford loans are already at 6.8. And now with the subsidized going to 6.8, it's a significant increase in the students' payments. It doesn't sound like a lot. I want to say it's, you know, $20 a month, $25 a month, something like that. But, you know, over time it adds up. There's a lot of talk nationally about the impact of student loan debt and the repayment issues that students are having and how that impacts a student once they're out of school's ability to buy cars or get a mortgage or other consumer debt that helps drive the economy.
Is it true that student loan debt in this country is higher than credit card debt?
That's what it was. The New York Federal Reserve did a study, and they released that information, and there's no reason for me to doubt that. It crossed the $1 trillion amount this year. That's outstanding student loans, and that is actually more than credit card debt now.
I don't know if you can answer this, but what sort of impact could this have on these students, on this country as a whole, as they get out into the workforce saddled with this rather immense debt? It just feels like they're setting themselves up for some sort of serious financial troubles down the road.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting balance, really, to look at. I personally look at this in my position as the director of student financial services. What is a reasonable student loan debt for students to borrow? If a student borrows $25,000 and they get out with that debt, is that an unreasonable amount? If a car costs you that much, you know, you're getting an education that will, by all accounts, increase your ability to earn more than $1 million more than if you didn't over the lifetime of working to get a bachelor's degree. So is $25,000 a lot? You know, it's kind of hard to me at my age, it's easy for me to say that's not too much, but I got a bunch of kids getting ready to go to college, and I worry about them getting saddled with the debt. You know, it's something the university system is addressing. We have an affordability task force that the Board of Regents asked us to develop about 2 years ago. We've been working on that. We've increased our financial literacy education efforts to help students better manage their debt. We've got a default prevention center here in Helena that helps students, when they become delinquent, work through their different repayment options. On federal student loans, there's a lot of different repayment options and loan forgiveness options that students can explore. They just have to be made aware of them. So, you know, $25,000 is a significant amount. An interest jump from 3.4 to 6.8 is a significant increase. But in the whole scheme of things, 6.8 is not an awful rate. And I still think Congress will do something here in the next few months and probably backdate it to July 1st and try and make things right here with these low-income and middle-to-low-income borrowers, because that's who typically qualifies for these subsidized loans.
Why do you have that hope? I mean, they've had an entire year to do this, and they've, because of political back and forth, the usual partisanship, they haven't done a thing about it.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of I've been doing this for about 20 years, And I've watched things ebb and flow over the years. I think that Congress will do something because it's just too damaging to them politically to not act. But it's a good point. Sequester, we didn't think sequester would become a reality either, and it has. And they're talking about it, year two kicking in here on October 1st at the beginning of the next federal fiscal year, and some more cuts coming from sequester. But I just have a feeling that, you know, higher education is something that Americans value, and having relatively cheap loans that enable students to access higher education is important to the voters, and I think Congress will do something. I know our congressional people have been in contact with our office, and they are very interested in this topic, and so I would expect something good to come out of it eventually.
Are these subsidized Stafford loans, they can be used at both Montana's four-year programs and the two-year programs as well, yes?
Yes, they can be used at any program of study that's approved by the Department of Education. So it could be our four-year schools, it could be our two-year schools. Our beauty schools in the state also use these loans. Private schools such as Carroll and Rocky and the University of Great Falls also use these. And one tribal school, Salish Kootenai College, they also participate in the loan program.
What do you think these students are getting for their money from Montana's higher education system? And I guess maybe another way to phrase this is, why is it so expensive for college education these days?
You know, I think they're getting a good education for an affordable price. You know, in Montana, we're pretty hard on ourselves for how much the cost of higher education is, but in reality, we've kept our tuition rates down significantly over the last 8 to 10 years, particularly at our two-year schools. I think what makes us wonder about the affordability of education in Montana is when you start comparing income levels to tuition, and our income levels are as low as they are. You know, we're always in the bottom four or five when you compare the 50 states for our income. And so when you compare that to the cost of tuition and fees and room and board, it starts to look unaffordable. But in reality, I think we do a really pretty good job of making sure that our citizens have access to an affordable quality education.
Last question. Let me just wrap it up again. I know you've said it already. Your advice for students who are enrolling for fall semester in the Montana University system and maybe a little sketchy, maybe a little nervous about these interest rates, what do you think they should do?
I don't think that an interest increase from 3.4 to 6.8% should be anything significant enough for a student to question whether they should attend school or whether it's affordable or not. It's an increase that I think will be taken care of in a relatively short time from now, and it still is a 6.8% loan that enables someone to go to college that potentially would not be able to otherwise, so it still helps them access higher education. So I would encourage them to not be scared away by an interest increase, particularly since these interest rates on subsidized loans, the government pays the interest while you're in school. So whether it's 3.4 or 6.8 is not going to impact a student while they're in school. When they get out of school and they're no longer a student and they're a borrower and they have to start repaying, then they will feel that increase. But while they're in school, it won't impact them.
Ron Muffick, Montana University System's Director of State Financial Services, really appreciate your perspective and your advice.
Thank you.